for breakfast. Dave on annual leave for another week and a bit. Our top today around 29 degrees, a bit of a hot one coming up this weekend. I was trolling our Facebook page over the last couple of days and I saw a post on our page from the Walking Soccer Association in Mackay. And I thought, walking soccer, surely this cannot be a sport. And if it is, why haven't I heard about this sooner? Now, I've got Graham from the club joining me on the air right now, Mackay Walking Soccer Association. Now, Graham, do people take you seriously when you say that you play walking soccer?
At first, they ask exactly what it is, so you've got to explain that. It's virtually soccer, except it's just walking. You can't kick the ball over 1.8 metres in height. And, it's virtually soccer. But, yeah, they don't quite take it quite seriously until they come and have a look at it. And then believe you me, once they've seen it, they get hooked on it.
I'm keen to give this a go in the new year. How did this come about? Is this something that was created here in Mackay, or is this something that happens right across the country?
Well, from what I have discovered, it is big in Europe. It's to the point Europe would actually have a World Cup in Europe. It's only relatively new to Australia. I haven't been able to find it anywhere north of, say, the Sunshine Coast. I know they do play Sunshine Coast, and in Brisbane, I think they just have like walking soccer days. They don't do it as an actual competition.
Sure.
And I tripped across it at the end of the day because I wanted something to go and do, and I thought, what can I actually go do? And my boys play soccer, and I can't run around because about 3 years ago I had a stroke and dissected my artery, which gave me a bit of balance issues at the end of the day. And I looked around, and I found this, and I thought, well, how good is this? I thought, let's give it a go and get it started, and that's exactly what we've done.
So, and how big's the club? Because I'm guessing people, like I say, and I'm one of these people, I'm looking into doing it, but how big's the club? Do you have lots of members who want to come and play or give it a go?
Currently, we've got six teams, which have 10 people each in a team.
Jeez.
And I've got enough interest, I believe, that next season when we kick off, we're going to have close to probably about 12 teams. So
that's amazing.
When you add that up, that's like 120 people, mate, which isn't too bad.
So how often are you meeting and how often are you playing the games? Because there's people probably listening to this now saying, that's right up my alley, how do I get involved?
Yeah, well, at present, we're playing every Friday night. We're running an 8 to 9 week competition. We're in the 6 week now, so we've got another 3 to go. So we start at 6 o'clock on a Friday night and run through to the last game, which starts at 8 o'clock, finishing around about 9. So at the moment, every team's getting 2 games on a Friday night. So
that's pretty awesome. And whereabouts are you playing at?
Abbott Park, Casey Avenue.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, look, I'm going to put the details on our website, triplem.com.au. If you want to get involved, we're not kidding. Graham and I are being very serious about this. It's Mackay Walking Soccer Association. I'm going to give this a go for 2019, I reckon. Graham, you'll see me on one of the teams there, I reckon, next year.
Well, would you like to try it out before next year, Jay? You'd like to come down next week and have a game, mate?
I will give it a go. Lock me in.
Okay, done.
All right,
well,
done.
I'll send you some details.
All right.
And can I just say something as well? Another thing we're doing with this game, we've actually introduced it to juniors. Now, we've got them playing from 5 o'clock on a Friday night.
Mm.
It doesn't cost anyone up to the age of 12 anything to play the game. But probably the crowning achievement of what we've done so far, we've actually got some kids from a place in Mackay called Move and Play Podiatry Therapy. Kids with movement issues. We've got close to about 4 or 5 of them that come down on a Friday and mix in with other kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've got down there playing the game, mate, and they absolutely love it. The parent thinks it's the greatest thing, you know. So
you just gave me goosebumps. That's awesome. That's amazing stuff. Well, it's good because those kids sometimes feel like they're left out, right?
Absolutely, especially these kids. And you know, their parents are like, fantastic, we finally found something that their kids can do. And it doesn't tax them, it doesn't wear them out, and they're enjoying it, mate. So that's probably the real highlight of what we're doing.
We're going to organise to get down there for a game in a week or so. Graham, thanks for joining us this morning. I'll put the details on our website, triplem.com.au. It's the Mackay Walking Soccer Association. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
See you later. How good is that, hey? All the details, triplem.com.au. Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol next.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy.
There can be many things that cause a fight. Sometimes it's a simple fart.
I used to work in a transport company and I used to get in there in the morning after my big bowl of Weet-Bix and Fluffy off the chain, and they went and complained to the boss who come in and started going nanas at me and said, where's your first verbal warning?
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy, driving you home from 4 for Oboe Boom prepaid mobile broadband.
At Radio Rentals, the Christmas bonuses are on us. Get a bonus Visa gift card when you rent selected products for $9.99 a week or more. The greater the rental amount, the bigger the...